The Planet Savers by Marion Zimmer Bradley. Part 1. By the time I got myself all the way awake, I thought I was alone. I was lying on a leather couch in a bare white room with huge windows, alternate glass brick and clear glass. Beyond the clear windows was a view of snow-peaked mountains which turned to pale shadows in the glass brick. Habit and memory fitted names to all these. The bare office, the orange flare of the great sun, the names of the dimming mountains. But beyond a polished glass desk, a man sat watching me, and I had never seen the man before. He was chubby and not young, and had ginger-colored eyebrows and a fringe of ginger-colored hair around the edges of a forehead which was otherwise quite pink and bald. He was wearing a white uniform coat, and the intertwined caduceus on the pocket and on the sleeve proclaimed him a member of the medical service attached to the civilian HQ of the Terran Trade City. I didn't stop to make all these evaluations consciously, of course. They were just part of my world when I woke up and found it taking shape around me. The familiar mountains, the familiar sun, the strange man. But he spoke to me in a friendly way, as if it were an ordinary thing to find a perfect stranger sprawled out taking a siesta in here.
"Could I trouble you to tell me your name?"
That was reasonable enough. If I found somebody making himself at home in my office, if I had an office, I'd ask him his name, too. I started to swing my legs to the floor, and had to stop and steady myself with one hand, while the room drifted in giddy circles around me.
"I wouldn't try to sit up just yet,"
he remarked, while the floor calmed down again. Then he repeated, politely but insistently,
"Your name?"
"Oh, yes, my name." It was. I fumbled through layers of what felt like gray fuzz, trying to lay my tongue on the most familiar of all sounds, my own name. It was. Why, it was. I said on a high rising note, "This is damn silly," and swallowed again, hard.
"Calm down," the chubby man said soothingly.
This was easier said than done. I stared at him in growing panic and demanded, but have I had amnesia or something?"
"Or something."
"What's my name?"
"Now, now, take it easy. I'm sure you'll remember it soon enough. You can answer other questions, I'm sure. How old are you?"
I answered eagerly and quickly,
22.
The chubby man scribbled something on a card.
"Interesting. Interesting. Do you know where we are?"
I looked around the office.
"In the Terran headquarters. From your uniform, I'd say we were on floor 8, medical."
He nodded and scribbled again, pursing his lips.
"Can you, tell me what planet we are on?"
I had to laugh.
"Darkover," I chuckled. "I hope. And if you want the names of the moons or the date of the founding of the Trade City or something—"
He gave in, laughing with me.
"Remember where you were born?"
"On Samara. I came here when I was 3 years old. My father was in mapping and exploring." I stopped short, in shock.
"He's dead."
"Can you tell me your father's name?"
"Same as mine. Jay, Jason."
The flash of memory closed down in the middle of a word. It had been a good try, but it hadn't quite worked. The doctor said soothingly,
"We're doing very well."
"You haven't told me anything," I accused. "Who are you? Why are you asking me all these questions?" He pointed to a sign on his desk. I scowled and spelled out the letters.
"Randall, Forth. Director, Department,"
and Dr. Forth made a note. I said aloud,
"It is Dr. Forth, isn't it?"
"Don't you know?" I looked down at myself and shook my head.
"Maybe